A 3-year prison sentence ends early for one, but persecution is still hitting Chinese believers hard. A media ministry makes waves across the internet, and care packages are headed to encourage the troops during Easter. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Early release of a house church leader is just one victory in the midst of continued persecution in China. Believers worldwide sent Liu Fengang letters while he was imprisoned and may have aided in his release. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
"We believe that may be part of the reason that he's been allowed to go free before his sentence is absolutely up, because the Chinese government is aware that Christians around the world are aware of the situation."
Incidents surrounding this event show the situation has not improved. House churches are being raided, their members imprisoned and beaten. China's ranked 12th on the Open Doors World Watch list that rates the persecution of Christians. As for Fengang,
there's not a sense of he's going to lay low for a while. He is still very much a bold Christian witness in China, and I know God will open doors for him to continue to be used to build the kingdom there.
Believers can pray for his healing and for the rest of Chinese Christians who will continue to endure persecution. Next, future adoptive parents will face tougher restrictions from China beginning in May. China's new rules require prospective parents to have more education, better physical health, and both a stable home and marriage. Bethany Christian Services China Coordinator Jacqueline Skolnick says the changes point to one thing.
I believe that they are moving towards domestic adoption. So when we hear these new guidelines, I think we have a tendency to, of course, wonder what's happening with the children. I think the movement in China is that their goal and everyone's goal is to keep as many children in China with Chinese families as possible.
Skolnick says through a continued positive relationship with the government, they'll keep the door open for ministry.
I believe as a Christian agency, it is still our priority, of course, to care for the fatherless and pray for those that we cannot care for. And I think that we have somewhat of a trusting relationship and understanding with all of our countries, whether they are Christian countries or not, that where we can help, we will.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Transworld Radio is making waves in the world of missions. Actually, it's a new website launch that takes a unique approach to recruiting the YouTube generation.
It uses an edgy kind of video content. We made several different videos. Just the way we structure the website is much more user-friendly for somebody under the age of 30.
Why videos? TWR's Heather Johnson explains.
The videos that we have on there, again, are kind of the way that we're explaining our mission. The younger generation, they don't read as much. They are very much a visual generation. They're very much charged up and taught by visual content.
Making Waves encourages people towards short-term missions and internships with the hopes that some will move into full-time service. A website's already seen enthusiastic response because it plays on strengths.
We wanted to just make it something that the people of the younger generation could say, hey, you know, I want to get involved, and I never thought that I could do it because I'm not into Bible translation, or I don't want to be a church planter. I don't want to be, you know, a pioneer. I want to be an accountant, or I want to be a journalist, and I didn't know that I could be that and be a missionary.
Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, Benin retains its reputation for intense spiritual warfare and strong resistance to the gospel. Yet its people express openness to the good news. Jesus Film Workers developed a strategy called Operation Jericho, a massive evangelism training project for West Africa. Operation Jericho will continue through conferences in 65 cities of the 17 Francophone nations until December 2007. Pray that God will use this partnership project to reach many more with the gospel. And finally, care packages will provide spiritual encouragement to soldiers in Iraq during Easter. Small boxes containing things like socks, candy, stationery, and Lifeway magazines will help raise the troops' spirits. 4,500 churches and the Southern Baptist International Mission Board are helping LifeBox. IMB hopes to send out between 35 and 50,000 boxes by the end of March. Your church can learn more about this project by visiting our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.